gentlemen, do I take it that this is a surprise? I assume it will be organized. But you knew you were about to have me coming along and interrupting all your much more worthwhile discussions. Well, I'm not quite sure what. Because I think I've been following somebody around this establishment who's unraveling a ball of string so they can find their way back again. But I'm very glad to be able to have this brief opportunity just to join you, because I don't think I've seen quite so many civil servants in one place for a very long time. But as I was saying to Sir Gus O'Donnell just now, I did slightly wonder, Gabriel, who was running the country. Skeleton emergency crew, somehow manning all the necessary positions. But if I may say so, I'm thrilled that you've all been able to take part in this, because you may have heard possibly of the efforts that are being made on the whole issue of volunteer and what has become known as corporate social responsibility and environmental responsibility. And I must just perhaps explain briefly that I became president of Business in the Community 24 years ago, can you believe it? And I'm afraid I've been badgering and aggravating people during all that time on the issue of exactly that, of corporate social responsibility, and trying to encourage companies in the private sector to see the point of an employee volunteering, amongst a whole lot of other things. And it seems, after a certain amount of time, that it would be worth trying to see if we can encourage the public sector as well to look more closely at the issue of volunteering. And you may also perhaps be aware of the extraordinary difference that can be made through partnerships established between the private, public, and voluntary sector, NGO sector. In fact, what I've been trying to do in the last 2 years to see if we could find a way of halting deforestation, tropical deforestation, as a much quicker, cheaper, and easier way of buying time in the battle against climate change, really revolves around creating another partnership of that kind. And it's only, I think, through these partnerships that we really can make progress on some of the big issues that confront us. So I was particularly pleased that back in October 2006, I joined a joint corporate responsibility summit at HMRC with the then Chancellor, now the Prime Minister, to examine this whole area of collaboration on corporate responsibility between the private, public, and voluntary sectors. And if I may say so, HMRC has been absolutely at the forefront of all this for quite a long time now. In fact, ever since Sir Nick Montagu, who's the government secretary, wasn't he, I think, at HMRC, he really did lead the way. He and somebody else called Anne Chum, who I'm lucky enough to have now, I can even believe it, to have on a part-time basis in my office. It makes a huge difference, I can't tell you. She knows who to go to here and there within the civil service. And as a result, you can very often put together really worthwhile partnerships to look at and deal with particular problems and issues. So I am particularly grateful, if I may say so, to HMRC for pioneering all this, and indeed for, in the last few years, providing something like 100 people from that department to work with my Prince's Trust. And all I can tell you is they have made a fantastic difference to the work of my